Today, criminal charges were filed against participants in last month's NBA brawl in suburban Detroit. Five members of the Indiana Pacers have been charged with misdemeanor assault. Seven Detroit Pistons fans were also charged. Oakland County Prosecutor David Gorsica said authorities took great care before taking action in the case.
We have culled over 10 video feeds from the Piston-Pacer game, countless hours of staff time and resources from the Auburn Hills Police Department, and over 1,000 pages of security reports, police reports, and witness statements.
We are joined by Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET in Detroit. And Jerome, you were there for this remarkable PowerPoint video presentation by the prosecutor announcing the charges. Tell us more about who exactly is facing prosecution.
Well, as you were saying, there have been five Pacers charged. The Pacers include Ron Artest. He's been charged with one count of assault and battery. Steven Jackson, David Harrison, Anthony Johnson, each of them have been charged with a count of assault and battery. And then Jermaine O'Neal was charged with two counts of assault and battery. Ron Artest was the player that got hit with a cup and ran into the stands right afterwards, and that really was when things really exploded there at the palace.
We mentioned fans who've also been charged, and one of them was singled out by Mr. Gorsica for playing a key role in starting this whole thing.
That's right. David Gorsica really has said John Green was the spark that lit the fire, so to speak. He's the one accused of throwing the cup about 30 feet through the air that hit Artest, which caused Artest to run into the stands, and then things just sort of snowballed from that point. He's facing a charge of two charges, actually, of assault and battery, one for throwing the cup, another for hitting Artest from behind in the stands.
Now, most of these charges for both players and fans are misdemeanors. There is one felony count, and that's against one of the fans. Tell us what that's about.
Yeah, one of the fans who was identified after looking at a lot of videotape was seen throwing a chair in the stadium, and that chair ended up hitting a police officer as well as a couple of palace security guards, and so they're charging him with felonious assault in that instance, and that's the only one. Also, this person who was charged is a felon already, and so he could receive up to 8 years in prison if he's convicted on that charge.
He had been convicted on an earlier charge, you're saying?
Yes, he'd been convicted of a felony previously.
Jerome, several of the Pacers players have already been suspended, is that right?
That's right. Ron Artest has been suspended for the entire season. That's how serious the NBA looks at this incident. Steven Jackson suspended for 30 games. Jermaine O'Neal suspended for 25 games. These are unprecedented suspensions for the NBA.
And are they being appealed?
They are. The Players Union has appealed them, saying they're a little too tough given what happened and that no one was seriously hurt in the incident. And there's going to be a hearing later this week about that.
Jerome, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET in Detroit.